Hey, greetings everyone. This is Brother James at DontPerish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hope you're all doing well today. Thanks for listening in. Today I have a teaching audio for the youth, and I want to talk about being sober-minded youth. This would be for young teens and young people. We want to talk about sober-mindedness, all right? Now, I have an audio on being sober-minded for adults at DontPerish.com. Go to our teaching blog. But again, I want to focus on maybe trying to explain sober-minded for the youth. And it might be hard for them to fully understand this. It might be hard for you youngsters to understand it at a young age. But if you ponder things over time, you can get to where you can understand this very well. And that's what I want to help you try to do. Now, some important points to remember. The things of God, this life, every day, every breath, every heartbeat, God has given us, and they're to be taken with great seriousness, and eventually, as you grow up, into full maturity. So that's the goal. Your goal as a young person is not to stay immature and foolish or silly. You're going to hear me say foolish and silly a lot during this teaching, but to grow up and eventually be a full grown mature man or woman to serve God. Doesn't that sound joyous? To grow up, to know God, to obey God, and this is what glorifies your Creator who created you. That's why He created you, for His glory. So Jesus is God in the flesh. He was fully man and fully God. Just remember, He didn't come to earth and live a perfect life to then die and then rise again so He could forgive your sin and become your Messiah, which means He came to deliver us from our sin and help us gain eternal life. He didn't do that so that we could lead silly, selfish, fleshly, flesh means like our sinful side of us, ways. No, He didn't do that. He didn't live and die for that. He lived and died so He could call people to be like Him. Remember? We talked about that in other teachings. He died to save us and make us to be like Him for a great purpose and to go be with Him in heaven via the gospel. You can look at the gospel at DontPerish.com. Ask your parents if you can look up the gospel. I have a teaching for the youth and also a teaching for adults on the gospel. Let me give you a scripture verse. Ecclesiastes 12, 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So that's where our duty is, to fear God, obey Him, and to make sure that we do good and not evil. And 1 Corinthians 10:31 says this, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. So that's what we're all about. We're supposed to be all about the glory of God, right? Yeah, we are. And so, let's get back to sober-minded. Now we know that we're all about the glory of God. Everything we do is to be for God because He sent Christ to die for us and redeem us. Redeem means purchase a people for Himself. What about this word sober? Well, God's word teaches that young people, and we're going to see everyone, is to be sober-minded. Titus 2, verse 6. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. All right, we'll get to what that word means in a little bit. But I think we all would agree, sober versus silly and foolish. Sober means serious and mature-minded versus silly and foolish. I think we all would agree that most cultures that people live in, the culture with public schools, if children or youth have TV, movies, sports, video games, they go to churchianity, unbiblical homes today that are worldly and carnal, carnal means of the flesh, they teach you to stay silly, foolish, fun-seeking, to be selfish, self-serving, to be fleshly, that means to be carnal. That's what they teach you, but God's word teaches you to be different, right? God's word teaches you to be sober. And we're going to talk about what that word means. Now, let's make this clear. I'm talking to young teens and youngsters. I'm not talking to 2 and 3 year olds. When you have tiny children and they don't understand things yet, okay, they're not even potty trained and all that type of stuff, they're more apt to be silly and to not be serious. But if they're taught serious and sober ways from a young age, they can grow into maturity much sooner. And that's what I want you to think about for your life, okay? All right, the word sober, and it's good to look at the Greek words sometimes. The Bible was written in Greek in the New Testament and Hebrew in the Old Testament. So this Greek word sober, the word is sophronio. This is what it means, okay? If we look up other English words, it helps us to understand what sober means. It means to be of sound mind, that is sane. It means to be moderate, that kind of means in the middle behavior. Not totally serious all the time, not silly and foolish and goofy, to be somewhere in the middle. To be right-minded, to be of sound mind, to exercise self-control, to put a moderate way upon oneself, to be sober, to curb one's passions. So let me give you an example there. You say, I love pizza. And your mom makes a big pizza and you eat fast and you eat 3/4 of it. Well, that's kind of being like a glutton, right? Not controlling your passion. Do you really need to eat 3/4 of a big pizza to survive? No. So you want to control your passions. And that's what sober means, to be of the right mind, exercise self-control. We want to be under control, and we want to have our mind set on God's eternal things, not the ways of the world, fleshly, carnal, silly, foolish ways of the world, always laughing about everything, not taking things serious, living for yourself, not thinking about eternity and what's good or sinful. Do you see what I'm saying? Now, if you listen to my teaching about controlling the tongue, ask your mom or dad and they can help you find that on my website. It's often better, I teach in that audio on controlling the tongue, it's often better to say less things and make sure all your words are good and God-honoring, right? Well, this is also true of our outside emotions, like laughing, joking, being less than sober. It's far better to strive to be under peace, control, and sober, sound mind than to let our flesh get caught up in rowdiness. We get all worked up. We're rambunctious. You know what that word means? It's like you can't stand still and you're jumping around or laughing. And you don't want to be like that. For God's glory, you want to be more on the sober and serious side so that you can learn to grow up into a mature, functioning adult to glorify God, right? Don't you agree? That's what God would want for you. Now, I know it's hard to grasp if you're at a young age. I don't know exactly your age, but it can be hard to grasp. But your mom and dad can help you. But if you start to train yourself every day to grow up, to be more sober-minded, less silly, less foolish, you're aiming for maturity. That means you're aiming to grow up and be a mature, right-thinking, holy, means set apart, child of God, man or woman, right? That's going to help you be under control in your life. But if we're silly, foolish, laughing, joking a lot, we're going to get out of control, aren't we? Do you know anybody like that? I know people like that. They don't take anything serious. And they never ponder the serious things of this life, like the gospel, how to find eternal life, and sin or righteousness, which means what's right with God. So we should be serious, sober-minded, and we can have a great joy that's deep inside of us, but not about our flesh, okay? And you'll learn this as you grow older and you read the Bible and you pray and you get closer to the age when you can understand everything and repent, and God will give you a new spirit. You'll be born again. But God's Holy Spirit gives us an inner calm and a joy. That's what it is. You don't have to be laughing on the outside. You don't have to be acting foolish or silly to have joy and happiness. Jesus didn't act that way, did he? How about Apostle Paul? No, they were serious, sober-minded, godly men. And even the ladies in the Bible were serious and sober-minded, but they had great joy. The Spirit and the Word of God gives us deep inner calm and joy. Remember that. So the goal is to grow up into this sober adult for God's service. See, you're not here to serve yourself. You're here to serve God, and you're here to serve others. And in order to do that, you got to grow into be an adult in mature ways. And that should be your goal, to be mature and to grow up and know God and obey Him and serve Him and love others and serve others. Let me give you an example. Do you want other people to be sober or silly and foolish? What if a doctor had to do a very important operation on you? He's going to cut you open to do something inside you to make you better. What if he was laughing, joking, silly, and foolish when he was doing it? Would that make you feel comfortable? No, you'd probably say, I hope he's serious when he does this because this is my life and my body and I want him to make me well again. Well, we need to serve God. That's more important than surgery because God is eternal. Surgery is just earthly and temporal. We need to serve God in a way that's very sober and serious most times, right? We do. Now, I have to admit, sadly, in the culture, probably where you live, adults are not a very good example to you. I know this. Many adults have never fully grown up to be mature and sober-minded. See, the enemy, Satan, has developed the culture, movies, sports, politics, hobbies, entertainment, to keep people focused on fleshly, carnal things and foolish and silliness, not the mature things of God. So when Satan can keep you doing these things, he keeps you focused on flesh and carnal ways, not eternal spiritual things. He wins. He wins over you. But we want God to win in you so you can walk in the Spirit and in truth. I'm out by a road today as we're traveling to preach the gospel. I hope you can hear me. Jesus said this in Matthew 5:48. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Okay? So Jesus says be perfect. Now you might say, well, that's hard. How can I ever be perfect? Well, we should try to be perfect for Jesus and God as much as possible. But that word in the Greek, that word is teleos. You know what it means? It doesn't mean you'll never make a mistake or you might never choose sin and have to repent. It means to be complete and mature for God. So that should be your goal. And part of that is to be sober-minded, serious about life and the things of God, not silly and foolish. You can't serve God being silly and foolish, can you? No. If you love God, you should be focused on growing into a mature adult in time. Not to stay a child, not to be silly and foolish, but you want to grow to be a young man or woman of God to honor Him. He created you. He gives you breath every day. He gives you life. You want to give it back to Him how you serve Him. That's called your reasonable service, right? Yeah, that's what we all should be doing for God. Now, I want to be very clear here. I don't want you thinking that serving God means you can't be happy, you can't smile, you can never laugh, you can't have great joy. Oh no, you can have great joy, you can laugh, you can have happiness, but I want to make sure that you understand what joy and happiness in God is versus in the flesh. See, being silly and foolish and laughing all the time and maybe jumping around and not having a calm or not taking things serious, that's not the kind of joy and happiness God wants us to have. He wants us to have control of our outside ways, to not be fleshly, carnal, and to be godly. That means to be like God, to be like Jesus, right? Deep joy, I said it before. Deep joy and happiness comes from deep inside. One day the Holy Spirit will be in you if you repent and follow Christ, if you're old enough, and you get a calm joyfulness inside you. It's like a reserve. It's like peace. It's not that you have to feel all this outside joy and be jumping around. That's an outside thing. Many people look very happy on the outside because it's fake, but they're very sad, depressed on the inside. You want your joy to come from your heart that God gives you, and then it flows to the outside. Does that make sense? I hope it does. And that comes from the gospel. That means good news. When you repent and believe on Jesus, you'll get a new heart and a new mind when you're old enough. And then God gives us this deep joy. And it's not an outside emotion of silliness and foolishness. It's a great calm and a great peace inside you. Think about this. If you spend most all of your time on things that feed your silly, foolish, fun, immature, childish nature in you, I have a question. How will you grow up to be sober-minded, holy, that means set apart for God, and to be serving God in a sober mind? How will that happen? It will be very hard to please God that way, won't it? It will. So you want to grow up to be mature, complete, and sober-minded. And you do that by studying the Bible. We'll talk about that some more. Praying, seeking God. So this sober-minded applies not only to young men, but to ladies too. Titus 2, verse 4. It says, that they may teach the young women to be sober, same sober, to love their husbands and to love their children. So young men are to be sober, young women are to be sober. And 1 Peter 1:15 tells us to be holy in all of our ways. Again, that means set apart for God. And that means we don't act silly or foolish or worldly or carnal. Worldly means doing what the world thinks is right versus what God says is right. So if you seek fun and flesh and foolish things, you're not seeking God daily, are you? No. No, you don't want to do that. Jesus died to call you out of that and to make you better for Him and His glory. And remember this, young people, you're not the only ones commanded to be sober-minded. I'm an old man. I'm almost 60, and I'm commanded to be sober-minded, and so are older ladies like my wife, Sister Debbie. Titus 2, verses 2 and 3. Let the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, that's love, and in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh of holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. So you see, it's for young men, it's for young women, it's for older men, it's for older ladies to be sober-minded. As you seek God's kingdom every day, Jesus said, seek the kingdom of God every day. That's walking in His word, His ways, what God would have you do, not what the world would have you do. And if you read the Word of God every day, if you pray to God every day, if you ask for wisdom from Him every day, this is all going to help you make good choices to be sober-minded, to grow up and be complete and mature, and you're not following after the silly foolishness of the culture and the world around you. Hopefully your mom and your dad are helping you to follow Jesus and to not follow the world. Taking every thought captive, the Bible tells us. You can read about that in 2 Corinthians. If you take your time up on thoughts that are silly, foolish, things that your flesh thinks are fun, non-eternal things, this is what I'm talking about. If you focus all on that, those things lead to spiritual death. That would be sin and temporal things of the earth. But what do you want to focus on? Eternal things that lead to eternal life with Jesus. That's why the Bible says to set your mind on things above. We'll talk about that in a minute. Again, as I'm teaching you on sober-minded, I want to make sure you hear me. I'm not saying you can't laugh. Of course you can. I'm not saying you can't enjoy your life. Of course you can and should. But here's what you must do. You must grow up to be mature, to be wise, and to do it in a fashion that is most often sober-minded and pleasing to God. You want to be far more sober-minded than you want to be laughing and looking at things that make you feel good on the outside. Does that make sense? Here's one. Strive to be like Jesus. What did Jesus do? Jesus loved God with all that He was. He was perfect. And He was a godly man. And He was always in control. He wasn't silly or foolish, but He was sober. Amen. Read about Jesus in the Gospels, and you'll see somebody that you can imitate as you go on in life. Now, I mentioned Colossians 3:2. That says, set your mind on things above. So what is your mind set on, young person? Is it set on the temporal things of this world that are all going to go away as you get older, and then one day when you die or Jesus comes back? They're all a waste. They're vain. That means they're useless. But what if you focus on things that are eternal, things that are above, things that are in heaven, like the gospel, like Jesus, like goodness, like pure things, like truth? Yeah, you're going to be a lot more sober-minded and mature, aren't you? Here's a good one. This is a good point for you. This is what I've learned. Learn to take your joy and your pleasure in the pure and simple things of God. Things I just mentioned, the Bible, His creation, water, trees, birds, your family that loves God, things that God created, not the silly things and foolish things of the world or all the things that man created, like movies and video games and TV and fleshly ways. You want to turn away from all of that and you want to follow Christ in spirit and truth. You know, if the people of the world would stop viewing all of these TV shows, these movies, these video games, sports, and all these vain things, that means useless. And if they would focus on God's truth, the Word, the Spirit, His creation, you know what? They would do a lot better to be in control of their flesh, and they would be closer to God, and they could repent and gain the kingdom of God. But if you live in your flesh and sin in worldly ways, you're very far from the kingdom of God, because sin and flesh separates us from the kingdom of God, doesn't it? So I myself have found that if I sit and I watch God's sunset, or I talk about God with other people, or I read the scriptures, or I pray, I get a very deep joy and a peace and a smile inside me. I rejoice inside me, and that's great joy, and I can smile at others. And I'm thankful for the Father's creation, and I'm thankful for His truth. But if I think about the things of the world and things that are silly and foolish, I don't have that inner calm, do I? No, I won't have that. And if I was to ever go back to what I used to do before I repented and was born again, watching TV and hobbies and video games and all the foolish things that the world talks about, it's shallow. That means not important and not lasting. It's fleshly, that's carnal, that means it's more sinful. I'm not very sober-minded then, am I? No, I'm not. So, I want to make sure that you understand you can be joyful and have peace and great, great happiness, but it must come from the inside, not just from the outside. Also, in my teaching on controlling the tongue, I talked about who you associate with every day will have an effect on how you talk. Well, it also will have an effect on how you think sober-minded, won't it? Yeah, it will. So the Word of God says to walk in the Spirit. Go look up Romans 8, verse 1. That means you're walking in and about the things of God, not the things of the flesh, not the foolish, silly things of the world, right? Go read the whole chapter of Romans, and that will really bless you if you want to follow God. The Bible says we can't please God in our flesh, Romans 8:8. So let's talk about joking around. I know that's probably a common topic for youngsters. It's not always a sin if you make a small, good, pure, and true joke to your mom or dad or your sisters or your brothers. But think about it. Who are you doing it around? All right? How often are you doing that? And does that make you more godly and sober-minded and holy? Or does it really make you more silly and more foolish? Just think about that. It doesn't mean you can't never do it, but who are you doing with? How often do you do it? And what are you focused on? And then, if you joke a lot, when you try to tell people about the truth of God and what He's done in your life and maybe want to share the gospel with people, maybe they'll think you're still joking. If you joke a lot, I hope you see my point. I know about this. I had to overcome a joking, silly, foolish life growing up because I was surrounded by people who lived that way every day. And I had to learn to become a serious, sober-minded man of God. And I had to understand what God wants from me. And in the Bible, He says, redeem the time. That means make the most of each day you have. You don't know how long you're going to live, young person. Make sure every day you're making the most of it for God. And you can read about that in Ephesians chapter 5. But we don't want to waste our time for God. It's precious. It's like pearls and money and gold that the world thinks is so valuable. Time is the most precious thing we have on this earth. Redeem it and use it for God. You want to be sober-minded, not silly and foolish most of the time. You don't ever want to be foolish. You don't ever really want to be silly. But you can laugh and you can have joy on the outside. Just make sure it's under control. My advice to you is this, young people. Train yourself to be serious-minded most all times. Be sober-minded, all right, in your life. That means be striving for maturity and thinking of the things of God and good and pure. Use every word and every deed you do and every action to glorify God, right? We talked about that. That's your purpose. We don't ever see Jesus or Apostle Paul being silly, foolish comedians or seeking all kinds of worldly fun. Nope, we don't see that. We see them as sober-minded men of God, and that's what you want to train up to be, or a sober-minded lady of God. You read about them in the Bible too. That's what you want to grow up to be. 1 Corinthians 11:1, Paul says, "Imitate me as I imitate Christ." So we should all be trying to imitate Paul and Christ. These are godly, godly men. Jesus was God in the flesh. Then, when you do have an outside moment of, let's say, not so sober way, maybe you do crack a little joke here or there, all right? And then it becomes not the normal for you. Then you can control it. Let me give you an example. If you like Twinkies or cookies, if you eat one every once in a while, not too often, it's not a bad and sinful thing. But if you start eating a bunch of them every day, that becomes a very, very bad habit, doesn't it? And it's not healthy for you. It's not good. It doesn't help the temple of the Holy Spirit. One day the Holy Spirit will live in you. So you want to control these things, not let them control you. The real key is to seek to live daily for God every day. Be in the Word, reading it, trying to understand it, and try to seek for truth and ask God for wisdom and joy, and the Holy Spirit come upon you, and the knowledge of God will come upon you. By His Word, by His Spirit, you can live a victorious, joyous, happy, sober life. Yeah, you can do that, young people. And then when you do laugh, and you're a little less than sober-minded, let's say, and it's okay to be happy, and it's okay to laugh at times, make sure you're laughing at good and pure and godly things. Like maybe you're laughing at a duck that was swimming in the water and his babies were chasing him. Hey, Mom, that was really funny. Something like that. You're not laughing at a person's being hurt, or you're not laughing at something that's sinful or of the world. Does that make sense? See, God wants you to be happy. He does. But you know what? Happiness is not seeking your flesh in the world. Happiness, He knows, is seeking Him and obeying Him in the Word of God. Does that make sense? It does. God knows better than you and I. Here's a verse I want to give you. It's a long one, but this is good for you to learn. Remember this verse. It's good to test your ways to this verse. Philippians 4:6-9. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. So Paul was saying, I try to live that way. Be like me, because Jesus trained me how to live, Paul is saying. So be like him. Imitate Paul as he imitates Jesus. So I hope this has blessed you, young people, to learn how to be seek after sober-mindedness in Jesus versus living silly, foolish, being a jokester of the world, and seeking that which is temporal and carnal of the flesh versus seeking that which is eternal, good, pure, and true to help you grow up and be a mature adult. Again, to be clear, sober-minded, it's less about not ever laughing on the outside. Don't focus on that. It's most about being focused on God, His Word, His truth, and good things in this life that he gives us right here and right now. It's not about the flesh or fun or the worldly ways, carnality, which is flesh, and living to please yourself. No, it's about pleasing God, living to serve others. Carnal is our flesh. That means sinful side of man. You don't ever want to focus on that. You want to focus on God's word and his spirit. Remember this, young people. The ways of God and his ways are not like our ways. So you always want to seek to understand the ways of God. Again, read your Bible every day. Pray to God. Obey everything he shows you in the word. Guard your heart and your mind from silliness, foolishness, from the things of the world. I hope your mom and dad are helping you do that. And ask God for wisdom. And tell him, I want to seek your kingdom, God, not the ways of the world. I want to grow up and be a mature, godly adult, not a silly, foolish adult like I see all over the place. And go to the Bible. Your mom and dad can help you. Look for examples of godly, sober-minded men and ladies in the Bible that God used. And then you imitate them. Don't imitate the world. Imitate the people of God, Jesus Christ, most of all. Now, last couple things. The world's going to say, you know, you're not as much fun anymore since you've been more sober-minded and thinking about the things of God. And you know what? That's okay, because you want to follow Jesus and you don't want to follow the ways of the world, right? You're supposed to please Jesus, not please the ways of the world and people around you. You're going to be pleasing God. That's your purpose. You're here to glorify and please God. Last thought, young people. I care for your souls. I want to share this with you. Remember, be sober-minded and serve Christ. Don't be silly and foolish and serve sin. Sober-minded, serve Christ. Not silly and foolish and serve sin. You go think about that. Maybe you can listen to the audio again. Go read those scriptures I shared with you. Focus on things above. Put your sights on growing up to be a mature, godly adult, leaving the foolish, silly things of childhood behind as you grow up. I'm here to help you. I'm sure your mom and dad are there to help you. I'll keep doing more teachings to help you grow up in the things of God. I care for your soul. I love you all very much. Thanks for listening. Until next time, this has been Brother James. Thanks for listening. This is a long audio, but I have so much to say about the things of God. And it's important to fill your mind up as young people with his eternal truth. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. And may God be praised.